guys, and welcome to episode 72 of the Chase the Red Grape podcast. I'm Jen, here with David.
Hello.
And today we are talking about being a good host slash being a good guest. As some of you may know, if you've been over on chasetheredgrape.com, you will know that my parents have literally just left after having stayed with us here in Perth for a little under 4 weeks. So it was a great time had by all. But as you can imagine, you know, four adults in the one house for 4 weeks, and we have quite a small apartment.
Yes.
It had its ups and downs.
There were some learning moments.
But I mean, that's the thing, you know, I think sometimes we forget what it's like to host people. If it can be like a big gap in between when you host, like for example, when people come and stay with us over here in Perth, they tend to have come from the UK. They're going to be here for a while. It may have been, you know, months since we last hosted. Yeah. So it's good to have a bit of a refresher. But at the same time, if you're a guest and you're going to stay with someone, whether it be for a weekend or for 4 weeks like us, you know, there's just different things that you kind of need to think about and just be aware of.
Yeah.
And I think over the past several years of people staying with us and in turn us staying with other people, we've learned some good tips and tricks that we'd like to share with you all.
Yeah. And even when we were in the UK, we lived in certain places that people didn't just come over for the afternoon. They often came to stay with us for a little period. Might not have been 4 weeks, but it was still well. So we've had a lot of practice.
We've honed it down, yeah. So as a host, you get to spend time with your loved ones. You're welcoming them into your home. You're sharing your space. And as a guest, you get to spend time, you know, feeling part of that family, feeling part of that team. As a guest, you're often saving money on hotels and you're feeling more relaxed because you get to spend time in a home with a kitchen.
Yeah, rather than a hotel that's a bit dry or a bit bland.
So it can be this really lovely time where you welcome other people into your home, and as a result, you get to feel more relaxed as someone who's on their holidays. However, the kind of like big wake-up call moment when this actually happens is you are bringing people into your home, your space, your domain, your routine. Yeah, that's out the window. And as a guest, do you ever really feel like you're truly at home? Are you stepping on toes? Do you like the way that they do things, or do you want to do things differently? It can actually be a really stressful time.
Yeah.
But that's if you let it overtake you and become stressful. But we do have some great tips. Great tips. So to start off with, we'll start with our tips for being a good host.
Yeah.
First one is be prepared. Yes, you may think, okay, I've got to prepare the room, provide towels, but there's other things that you might want to think about, like providing a space in the bathroom. So giving them a part of a cupboard or a drawer or just a place where they know that they can put their things and they're not going to get in the way of your things. A tip that we have found has worked really well is cleaning a cupboard in the kitchen for your guests. So we show them where obviously all the plates and bowls and cutlery and cups are, but we go, this is your cupboard. This is where you can put all your food and all your snacks. We've also given you a space in the fridge where you can put all your things. So not only does this suggest, you know, this is your domain, you can have this and you can put your things in there, but it also says, I expect you to kind of maybe make some of your own meals.
Yeah.
You know, buy your own things to make breakfast.
Fridge is not free reign.
The fridge is not a free reign. You can put your things that you've bought in these places.
And I think for people like us that prepare a lot of stuff in advance, that's quite important because some other people might just open the fridge and go, oh, wow, there's loads of food in here. Fantastic. I'll have some of that. And then we go, oh, so where's our food for Friday now? Because it's gone.
Yeah. And it's just a great way to make people feel welcome is by giving them their own space in your home.
Yeah. You are a part of our space. You have your own areas.
Yeah, so where you may think, okay, you know, we've given them their room, we've given them, you know, the section of the wardrobe in the room, but think about the bathroom and the kitchen as well. That's a great thing to do. Another way of being prepared, your guests may have plans, but you kind of have to be prepared for being a tour guide. Before your guests arrive, jot down some attractions, coffee shops, restaurants. You know, you really only have to do this list once, because you can bring out this list again and again for guests. But we've had both types of guests. We've had guests who arrive and are like, we want to do this, 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 and this. We want to see this. And it's been like, okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Like, that sounds amazing. Go off, have fun. But we've also had guests where they arrive and they haven't planned out an itinerary. They don't really know what they're going to do. And they feel really flexible. But at the same time, they are constantly asking you for help. They're constantly asking you what they should do, what would be good. So if you've got a few things jot down, and we also have a Perth guidebook as well. So we jot down some things that are worth visiting, and we give them the guidebook and we say, right here, look, there's some more information on it, how much it costs, where it is, yada, yada, yada. And that seems to work really
and
well.
They might see some things in that we didn't think of, that's their particular interest. Like, oh, there's a such and such museum. Oh, I'd like to go there. And we've never thought to go there because it's not of our interest. So that's quite handy to have that guidebook there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's quite good about being the host. You have the local knowledge. You have the little things that you can't really get from Google that will help the experience of your guests be a little easier.
Mm-hmm. And that's your ruby. That's your hidden gem, the fact that you have this local knowledge. I mean, how many times when people go on holiday abroad do they spend so much money on like just finding out all the information, or they have to do all this research on finding out what the locals do, where they go, what they visit, what they eat.
Yeah.
Where they go at the weekends.
Yeah, and little
quirky. And you've got that. You've got that knowledge, so share it.
And little quirky things like, you know, people coming over from the UK and going, oh, I'm just going to pop to the supermarket at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, and us going, no, it will be shut. And to them, that's like, what? Why is it? No, it just is. Or spending a lot of money on a taxi, and we're like, if you get the train, it costs you $4 instead of 20, and it's just as nice. You know, it's little things like that, or little coffee shops that maybe aren't on the main drag, they're tucked away and all this kind of stuff. And those little experiences can really make a trip sometimes. You know, I know we've been a guest in other places. We would never have found those places because our host has tried and tested every other place. So they know the good ones. And you can recommend, like someone might go, oh, we're thinking of going here. And, you know, if you know that person's interest, you might be able to go, ah, yeah, it sounds really good, but we gave it a shot and it's not quite what you think it is, or this, that and the other. So it can work both ways. It can work really well.
Yeah. So our next tip is to set expectations early on in the visit. Sit down with your guests and ask them questions. Do they expect you to do activities with them every day? So if they want to go somewhere, do they expect that you're going to come with them?
Yeah.
Or are they going off and doing it by themselves? Do they expect you to cook? Are they in their heads thinking, well, I'm going to come home and have dinner with David and Jen every night?
Yeah.
And, well, we'll have been out all day, so hopefully Jen will have whipped something up.
Yeah, or even just they expect a meal together.
Yes.
You know, even if they're like, well, why don't we take it in turns? There's still that expectation of, you know, maybe your host has already gotten back from work. The guests are still out and about, and we're like, well, are we waiting for them? Mm-hmm. Are they having dinner? Or are we all having dinner together? We don't know. So it's just little things like that that can just make things a bit easier.
And I think also as well, like linking back to giving them that cupboard and space in the fridge.
Yeah, that kind of.
In the kitchen. That was really good because we can be like, so we've given you this space so that you can do your breakfast, lunch and dinners. And I made it clear as a host really early on, you're doing your breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
And that was it. Another question you need to ask, will they need to do laundry?
And if they're going to be there for 4 weeks, probably.
Yeah, but we, like David and I, do our laundry on set days. And our spin in the washing machine takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
So trying to factor that in if you want to be off XYZ doing things, it's just something you've got to take into account.
Yep.
Do they expect to have a set of keys? Now, you may only have, like, we only have 2 sets of keys and we're not allowed to make any more because that's part of our rental agreement. So if I'm going out and David's going out and our guests are going out,
How do we
work things out with keys? Who's going to be back? It's just something to
be fine, but you don't want someone sitting at the top step outside the front door waiting for someone to come home.
Now, we have found that having this conversation early on about expectations, it means that we get it out of the way and it's quite an abrupt conversation, but it's one that's always served us.
Yeah.
And it's been such a good success.
And I would, if possible, do it before people arrive.
Well,
in theory, like if you can have the conversation, if it comes in like on an email beforehand, for not everything, but certain things, it may be useful just so they don't arrive and go, oh, I didn't plan anything. I thought you were going to show us around or something like that. Just the basics, maybe.
Some people might find these conversations uncomfortable, but I do find that it just saves a lot of stress.
Yeah, in the long run, yeah.
Okay, and the final tip for being a good host is to be you. So you need to make it clear what you need. So do you need quiet time in the morning? Do you need time to exercise? Do you want to relax rather than have a stressful weekend? A happy host means a happy holiday for the guests,
yeah,
and a happy living environment. So we made it very clear that we weren't going to alter our CrossFit routine, and because that was who we are.
Yeah.
We knew that we thrived from having some food prep done at the weekend, so we made it very clear that we still want to do that and we need to make time for that because it's a priority. That made things easier. That made us happier.
Yep.
Because we were able to continue some of the things that makes our daily lives easier and they make us who we are.
Yeah, because we were still living normal life just with people. So we just needed to make sure. And it's very quick. Once you kind of set those things in place, the guest will kind of go, okay, that's just what they do. Like, oh, David and Jen might go to bed earlier than us, but that's okay. We can still just like plan for the next day or something, you know, it becomes normal.
Yeah. And I think just remember to be you.
Yeah. Don't feel that, you know, you have to stay up late with them just because they're there or things like this. You know, if you wouldn't normally do that.
For guests, if you are a guest in someone's home for a holiday, what do you need to be thinking of? So our first tip is to plan beforehand. So do your research. Have a list of what you want to see and do. Note when you would like your host to join you. You know, when would you like to, you know, are there any places that you go that you would like to potentially share those moments with them? So do your research on places. Do your research on things like public transport. Don't expect that your hosts will explain that all to them. Day trips you could go on alone. You know, things that you could do as a guest by yourself. And fair enough if you want the hosts to come along and they're free and, you know, you can all join up. That's fair enough. But have some plans for things that you want to do and you want to do alone and you can go off and do, and you don't need that much input from the host because you've just basically done some work beforehand.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that lets you have your own space and your own time and your own memories as well, because otherwise it could just feel like a very, like you're just being pulled around places potentially. If you just don't go out and explore, like how we see things living here and how you see things as a guest or a tourist is totally different. And you will get different experiences from it.
So, for example, like my mum and dad went and did one of the open tour buses in Perth.
Yeah.
So they went and did that. And I knew they were going off and doing that. And that was their own thing. And that's great. But where I could help them was I gave them, like, oh, if you get off here, there's a really good coffee place.
Yeah.
Or, you know, but they had done their research on, you know, doing the bus tour.
And, how do I get to the bus? Yeah. Where does the bus go? How much does the bus cost? But then you said, oh, I see the bus stops at this place. If you go up here and round the corner, that's a good coffee shop.
Yeah, so I could just help them a wee bit, but I didn't have to plan everything and give them this whole example. So my second tip as a guest is be flexible. Work together with your hosts to make this whole experience work out. You may want to spend lots of time with your hosts, but do your hosts really want to visit the aquarium for the third time? You know, you may want to go over to, for example, if you came to Perth, you may want to go over to Rottnest Island, but your guests are like, oh, I don't want to go there. I've been there a million times already.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be that much fun for me. But
and that's where I say that there's a difference between being a local and being a tourist, especially in a new city, at least, never mind a new country. The locals here have been like, yeah, I've been there, I've done that. It's not as magical as if you just went off yourself and saw it for the first time.
So if
and
you
explored and got lost and
so if you want to spend time with your hosts, once again, that's the conversation to have, you know, with your hosts at the beginning. But I think if spending time with them is a major thing for you, you maybe have to work with your hosts a bit more. So if your hosts are working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, do they really want to spend their Saturday and Sunday manically going about and visiting all these places? No, they probably want to spend their Saturday and Sunday relaxing.
Yeah.
So maybe you can just be flexible and work together. Maybe you don't go and visit any attractions on a Saturday. Maybe like my mum and dad, you know, on a Saturday we went to a coffee shop and then we did the food shop and then we came home and we did some food prep. So
but you were still spending time together.
We weren't going off anywhere, but we were still spending that quality time together. So you just need to be flexible and keep in mind things.
Yeah. And I think that also as a guest, it's easy to forget that you are on holiday. And although you may be in this new place, the host is not on holiday. So they don't have the luxury of time off work and especially holiday spending money.
Yeah.
So you may go, oh, let's go to, you know, let's use that example. Let's go to Rottnest Island. I'd love to go see those cute little quokkas. And your host is there going, yeah, great. That costs like $100.
Each.
And I've already done it before. And and then it's that awkward, you know, or it could be awkward. So as you said, maybe if you're wanting to spend time with the host, maybe figure out the kind of cheaper things or just have a conversation, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you've just got to remember that your holiday budget is very different to someone's weekly budget.
Yeah.
And your holiday budget may say that you can go out for meals every single day. But
which is fine.
But you know that your weekly budget at home means that you can't go out every night and have a bottle of wine with a meal every night. You know, so it's just keeping that in mind and just being aware.
Yeah.
Being aware of that. So our final tip for being a guest is only offer if you mean it. Only offer to cook, clean, or pay for a meal out, for example, if you really mean that you're going to do that. So they're all really nice thoughts, but follow them through. Don't just be someone who says something and then never really follows through with it. Remember that being a part of someone's home means that you are a member of the home team.
Yeah.
So play your part. If you're contributing to the home being a mess, then you've got to contribute to tidying up. You've got to contribute to to doing the cleaning. You know, that Saturday food prep that we did, well, if my parents were eating some of the breakfast foods that we have, then they were contributing to paying for those foods and making those foods and things like that. And I think when you work together as part of this home that you're all sharing, you just play your part, then it just, no one resents anybody else. There's not this awkwardness. Everybody knows that a clean home is a happy home. So if you're all just doing your bit, then you can get things done really quickly. You all feel like a team. You all feel part of that home network. But it means that your hosts aren't having to do everything.
Yeah, your host is not a hotel, basically. Yeah. That's why you save the money. So don't scrimp on that.
Yeah, yeah. You do not... You pay for a... If you have a hotel room, you pay for a maid and to come and clean that hotel room. There is no maid when you're staying with hosts. And don't expect there to be.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. Don't. Your hosts aren't there to wait on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
That's our tips. Hopefully they'll help you if you are hosting someone or if you're going to someone else's house to stay, even if it is for a weekend. Just makes you think twice about...
I think it's just being able to see something from both sides and an awareness of what your thinking is might not be the other person's. And just being going, oh, okay, I'll put my feet in their shoes and see how that could be an issue or wouldn't be an issue because I've just thought ahead about it a little bit.
Yeah, and as with any relationship, communication.
Yep.
Always good. Right, okay, so now it's time for Thought of the Week. See, I'm just bringing in the songs now. So, it's me up for Thought of the Week this week. And it's something that sprung to mind recently. So, my thought is, when was the last time that you tried something new? Now, this could be something big. Or something small. So it could be something like, you know, you try a new sport or a new hobby. But it could be something really small like trying a new vegetable or trying to cook a new recipe. Now, for me this week, this became prominent because we were going out for last meal with my parents before they headed off. And we went to a restaurant nearby. I always have... you know, something similar within the same lines.
It's like one of two or three things.
Yeah. And I always have that and I really enjoy it. And I'm one of these people that if I go somewhere, especially a restaurant or a cafe, and I find something I really like, I tend to stick with it because I don't want to be disappointed by something else.
It does make sense.
But this time I was like, right, okay, I'm going to try something different. Something that I've heard is really good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what it's like. So I tried it. And guess what? I bloody loved it.
And now you're like, I'm going to have that all the time.
No. That's the thing. Now I'm like, well, now I have a few different options now. Because that's really good. The thing I normally have is really good. Yeah. So now I have more options. And I've just broadened my horizon. Rather than just pigeoning myself into this one...
section on the menu.
Section of the menu. Because I know it's good. And... I think sometimes we just need to be willing to try something new.
And if it wasn't good, like, what was the worst that could happen in that regard? You just had one maybe not amazing meal. And it would have been okay.
And I would have known for next time, okay, just go back and stick with your guns. But at least I would have tried.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we're just all a bit afraid to try in case it doesn't work out or in case we fail. And I think, no, just... go and try something new. So what if you cook up that vegetable and it's a complete disaster? At least you've tried it.
But I think this could be a whole other podcast, but it could be like you use that word fail there. Like, have you really failed? Like,
well, as we discussed, you've only failed if you've never tried.
Exactly.
So that's my thought of the week. David, what is your tip of the week?
Don't sing. No.
Aww.
Not you, you've got a lovely voice, but I'm not singing. My tip is kind of related to, well, it is related to the main topic. Gifts are not expected, but very much appreciated. So host will not expect you to bring gifts, but if you happen to, that would be nice. So we have a rule. Well, is it a rule? Is it just a it's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion.
Suggestion. If you're coming, especially folk coming all the way from the UK and staying at our house, we're just like, all we ask for your kind of lodgings is a bottle of something from Duty Free.
Yes. And so when you're passing through Duty Free and you're travelling internationally,
yeah,
we ask that you
pick something
to add to our collection. We don't specify what we would like.
No,
we
this is
let,
the fun.
We let you have free reign of what you think we should get.
Yep.
And
that's it.
And that's kind of all we kind of see.
Yeah.
And we've had some really fantastic things, haven't we? My parents bought us a very fancy bottle of our favourite whiskey,
yep,
which was very much appreciated. And our friends bought us the most amazing gin and vodka, Icelandic vodka, which was so nice.
That was good.
But that's what we see. But I think sometimes I know if I was going to stay with someone, whether it be an overnight stay or a stay for a while, I would always bring a gift because I want people to know that I, whether they be friends or family, that I don't take this offer for granted and that I really appreciate them. So I know as a guest, I would never dream of turning up and not bringing even just a small gift.
Yeah.
But I think as a host, as you said, I wouldn't expect anything. But when you bring a gift or you give a gift while you're there, it's very much appreciated. It really is. And it's very touching.
Yes. Especially, you know, we got some nice chockies as well from your mum from like our favourite place in the UK. So that was nice too. Because you were like, oh, I forgot how good these were.
Yeah.
Taste of home.
Oh, my mum is a jet. My parents always bring like amazing gifts with them. They're stars, rock stars. So that is it for this episode, guys. As always, if you've got any comments or questions or you've got something that you're dying for us to talk about, please email us at chasetheredgrape@outlook.com or head over to Facebook or Instagram and leave a comment anywhere. We will see it. And we will catch it and we will make note of it. Also, I haven't done this for a while, but if you could leave us a review on iTunes, that would be amazing because it really does make a difference. Not many people are aware of how much of a difference that makes. The more reviews you have, the more at the top of the list you become and more people can see what we do. And that's what we are here for. We want to share our knowledge with people and try and help as many folks as possible or just folks who want to have a fun chat.
Exactly.
That's all we want to do. So we will see you all next week, guys, for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.